At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You're listening to Balls and Holes with Jessica Bowser and Brian Pasquarelli.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
I'm great. We have an extra special guest.
Yeah, we do.
On the podcast today. This is our health and wellness episode.
This is also our 20th episode.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
So we have Sarah Wook.
Wook.
I'm going to read what she has on her Instagram because I love it. She is a lawyer, vegan, fitness enthusiast, wannabe superhero, and first-time bikini competitor in December 2022. Welcome, Sarah Wook.
Welcome.
Thanks.
So we brought you on because you are not only an all-star attorney and managing partner of Wook and Levine, but you have done a major transformation for health and wellness. Let's hear about it. What is going on?
Yeah, well, I've always been sort of active, but during the pandemic, I took the time that I had to get in better shape. And part of the reason was I was just trying to get mentally stronger to kind of get through things and deal with things. My law firm, you know, was having a little more trouble at that time because litigation was stalled, the courts were closed and everything. So I was running up and down the stairs in my building, trying to stay in shape, going to construction sites and like hanging from different poles and stuff they had to do toe touches. And during this process, just got really into it. And I do think I got, you know, mentally stronger and started kind of thinking about other aspects of my life as well, and realized that I really felt like I should be vegan. I'm an animal lover and don't like how the meat and dairy industries in particular handle everything. And just, I'm always really concerned about where my food was coming from, but just sort of never took the time and never used discipline to really be vegan. I kind of experimented with it before. So once I became vegan, I kind of took everything to another level. I felt amazing. I felt like I could do more with my fitness as well. And everything just kind of evolved from there. And it has just changed my life completely. I love it so much. I feel like this is what I should have always been doing. And I work out every single day now. As I got into fitness, I got to know more and more people, like at the gyms I go to in particular. And people would ask me, you know, do you compete? And started talking to me about it. And so eventually one of my friends who has competed before talked to me about her coach and told me to do a consultation with him. And I did. You know, I'm 40 years old. If I'm ever going to do something like this, I should probably go for it. And I just really don't want to feel like I missed out on anything in life. So now I'm doing that too. And I feel good mentally, emotionally, physically, like the best in my life.
I love that my mental picture while you were telling us that story, Sarah, is you like in the middle of the pandemic running up and down your stairs in your building and then like going out in like the craziness of the world trying to find construction sites to do pull-ups and exercises at.
I feel like no one went to construction sites but me, maybe. But I was looking for anything. You know, it's like you... you had to do something. So, you know, I had weights and stuff in my apartment as well, but I was just trying to stay as active as I could. And, you know, when I felt like stopping, I was like, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to do more. That's not how I'm going to get better. I just was always trying to go.
For those listeners who can't see Sarah, she's always been gorgeous and fit. She's 5'9". She's very tall. But now she is like ripped. Bikini model,
super
ready.
Shredded.
Super shredded.
I was going through her pictures on Instagram the other day because I was so curious after we were talking about this transformation, and I was like, I want to see. And to see like before you started to now is such a huge difference. It's amazing. I was just like kept being like, Brian, look at this. Look at her back. Look at her arms. Like you are like really lean and ripped. Right? Like, it looks amazing.
Well, thank you. One of the things I'm really enjoying about the process I'm in right now, preparing for competition, which I've only been doing for a few weeks, is the quick transformation of my body and how you really can mold your body. And I love the specific instructions from my coach going towards a specific goal and seeing such, you know, quick progress towards it. It's just a really amazing thing to feel like you have that kind of control over your body.
So I know we can't get into like the fine details of it, but out of curiosity, when it comes to like how you're managing this, I would assume this is like really heavily into like macros and all of that diet wise, right? Like every meal you're having to figure out exactly where you've got to fit in order to sustain where you're at, right?
But yeah, that is correct. I'm eating 6 times a day and all relatively small meals. And at each one, I have specific types of foods I should eat. So it is, in a sense, macro-based, but it's not so much like, you know, you have to get 30 grams of protein and 30 grams of carbs. It's more like eat this number of calories from this like food group or of a fruit or protein powder. So it's pretty specific. I'm pretty limiting, and part of why it's very difficult for me to go to restaurants to eat and really do anything because I have to plan. Like if I'm going to, like today I went to Ciclovia in Los Angeles where they closed down the streets and people can bicycle around without any cars. And I was only gone for like maybe, you know, 4 hours, but during that time I need to be eating, but I can't eat what's there. So I have to always travel with my food and just deal with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it really puts you into like a very structured life, right?
So the trade-off is she looks fantastic. She feels great, but she's super boring and incredibly difficult.
And brings her food everywhere.
And brings her food like a lunch.
Well, I mean, you've got a meal prep, right? Like how long is the training for like what you're getting ready to do right now, like start to finish?
I'm doing a 12-week program, but I think that's probably fairly average.
So you've always been slim from the start. Can fat people do this?
Definitely. I've seen some befores and afters of people that have worked with my coach, and they do it. I mean, they look amazing at the show. It's some people will need a longer process. I mean, 12 weeks, if someone's not starting out sort of active and at least sort of lean, they might need longer, but they can definitely do it.
So what's this competition? You get in a bikini, you pose like a pose off?
Yeah, it's like I was just realizing yesterday, I basically am going to be a bikini model. I didn't really realize that though.
That's awesome.
Because I'm thinking of it like I'm doing all these, you know, exercises and working on my muscles and looking at how my muscles are getting reshaped. And then the end result is me getting in like the smallest bikini I'm ever going to have been in and posing for people to look at me on stage and
make sure to wax.
You're hilarious.
Well, she said itty bitty. I'm just thinking. My mind's in the gutter.
I know. It always is. It always is. Yeah, that's got to be a whole different thing too. Like to say that, like, here it is, you're this far into it, and like you're just now having that realization, right? Of like you're so focused on your body and like all the transition and the changes you're making, and then it's like that day is gonna come and you are gonna be in a teeny tiny bikini on a stage in front of all kinds of people doing all kinds of wild muscle poses, and like you've probably never found yourself in a situation like that, nor would you think that you would have.
Definitely, I never thought it would be any kind of model. I never thought that I would choose to be on stage in front of people doing much of anything, but definitely not in a bikini. I'm gonna be in 5-inch clear heels, wearing
stripper heels.
they're amazing. I mean, I've never worn anything like them, and I'm gonna go up there, and I mean, my ass is gonna be out, and I'm gonna be standing with my ass out to the audience, and yeah. But I was thinking of it as like a fitness thing, and it is, but it's also got this element to it. But I just have to remember that, like, I'm showing off my muscles.
Yeah.
I'm not going up there to specifically be a bikini model.
I love that.
So you are an all-star attorney too. Now, this is a polar opposite direction here. How are you balancing the two? Are you going to quit being a lawyer and just straight bikini, or come into court in bikini? I mean, that might work.
And 5-inch clear heels. That would definitely set a tone.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going to take me. I'm really, really enjoying this right now. So if it goes well, or even if it doesn't and I still feel motivated, then I'm definitely open to doing more of it and seeing what happens. But as of now, I'm also still enjoying being an attorney. So I'm not planning on like necessarily giving that up. I've just shifted a little bit more of my time away from it. But I still balance things. I'm just extremely busy right now, but I'm really liking it. I like being busy, and because I think I'm enjoying what I'm doing, it works.
Well, when we read your bio, it said wannabe superhero. Can you tell me about that? Is this Wonder Woman? What is this?
I mean, really any superhero. I want to be mighty and strong and powerful and be able to save the world. And that's like sincere. I know it won't happen, but that's true. I really wish, like, I watch superhero movies and shows, and I'm just like, why can't people really be like that?
Oh my God. Vegan superhero. She just throws tofu at people.
You're terrible. What is wrong with you?
What would that do?
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt anyone.
You're so... Like...
Okay, listen, I'm going to ask you a question. This is a shit question, and it's unfair, but do your car seats have leather in it?
What?
Oh. No, it's not unfair at all, because I do try to lead a vegan lifestyle where, like, I don't buy leather clothing or wool. But my car, I think it does have leather. My husband and I tried to get a car without it, and it was fairly difficult. So I think I gave in on that one. So,
that's a great question, actually.
Yeah, it's. Wait, I'm an attorney. Don't forget too. Yeah,
well, okay. You guys went to school together, right?
Her husband was my professor in law school.
Oh, that's right.
No, she was already an attorney.
Okay.
Yeah, Zach Levine, professor.
I met Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, every female at our school had a crush on Zach Levine, her husband.
I'm sure they had a crush on you too.
No, it's not about me. They're a great looking couple, by the way.
Yeah, they are. I have a question regarding that. How has your new journey, like, changed your relationship, or has it, you know? Like, I know that when Brian and I got together, and it's like, we just started golfing, and we started, you know, he was already a golfer, and then I got super into it. But, like, obviously, like, that changed our relationship. So how has your new journey affected positively or negatively your guys' relationship?
I think, I don't know if it's really positively or negatively affected it, but Zach is very supportive of it. And he has said that he is actually very, like, inspired by what I'm doing, thinks it's great that the discipline I have to do this, and that I've decided to really go for something that's very different than what I normally do in my life and than what I've done before. So I guess that's a positive thing. It feels good to have my husband say that and be supportive. I guess because I am busier, we have a little less time together. So that could be a negative part, but I don't think it's largely affected our relationship. And Zach actually recently went vegan. Yeah, he was just not feeling that good, not really physically. And so he had tried adjusting different things in his life and diet. And I was just eventually like, you know what? I feel great. Why don't you try eating plant-based? And he eventually said he would try it for a week. And he started sleeping better and feeling better. And so he kept going, and he just continued to feel better and better. So he's been doing that, which helps because he at least eats sort of similar to me.
Well, that helps, yeah, because I don't know if I could date a vegan because I'm a huge meat eater. I wouldn't know where to eat.
Well, it'd be a lot of cooking.
Okay, so...
But it's not that hard. You're just not used to it.
For those of the listeners who don't know what veganism is, can you eat... Is it... You can't eat anything with a face? Is that what it is?
Yes, or anything that comes from anything with a face.
So even like honey. An egg. Even honey.
Yeah, can you eat honey?
Even honey.
Really?
Yeah, so it's so, you can't... But honey is not hurting a bee.
So honey is one of those where I believe it's considered not vegan, but there are some people who are quote-unquote vegan that do have honey. And actually, I am sort of one of those. I have a friend who keeps bees, and so I will eat her honey because I know exactly how bees were handled, and I trust her. So I do have her honey, but technically honey is not a vegan product because it is an animal product or byproduct.
So then I'm assuming this is like tofu and tempeh and like different ways of making dishes, lots of vegetables, lots of fruits. You mentioned protein powders. How do you get creative with a diet like this?
I mean, my creativity comes in like, I'll mix my protein powder with tea or coffee. And that's exciting for me because it gives it kind of a different flavor. I'll also add things like stevia, and I just change up what I'm eating. You know, I'll try different vegetables. I don't really make dishes the same way most people do, but I kind of was never really like that. So for me, it's fine. I steam my vegetables and eat them with salt, and that's it. And then I'm happy.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Sarah Wilkins.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
All right, so we're back.
So we're again with Sarah Wook, and we're talking about veganism. Did you know, Jess, that I'm a pescatarian?
A pescatarian?
Yeah, I only eat fish that eat other fish.
Oh, that's a good one. I think I'm more of a flexitarian.
What is that?
They kind of don't eat meat, and they kind of follow things, but every once in a while, they're like, that sounds
delicious.
That
doesn't sound like a commitment.
No, it's not.
So how many gyms are you part of? Are you part of a million gyms and you work out 8 days a week?
Yeah, I'm officially a member at 2 gyms, but I go to a couple others as well sometimes, and I go to different locations for the gyms that I am a member at, like in different cities, because it's just really fun to like use different equipment and see different stuff and change the scenery. So I like doing that a lot.
So everyone, you can find Sarah on Hey It's Sarah Wook. That's her Instagram. And you'll find videos of her doing the craziest things, like on trapeze, poles, crazy workouts. People are bench pressing her. Tell me what is going on here. Is this just to make it fun and creative, or are you bored? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun for me. Like, I love doing all this stuff. So if I see a new piece of equipment or something, and I won't know what I'm doing, but I'll just want to try it. And there's things like, you know, people bench pressing me, or people squatting me with people around their on their shoulders and stuff. All this stuff is just kind of fun to see what we're able to do with our body. And so like, if I see something different, I want to try it.
Is there been dramatic weight loss? Or has it been muscle mass? How has that happened? Like, since you started?
Well, now I had lost about 20 pounds, but definitely I would say gained muscle as well. Primarily at first it was a fat loss thing, just losing weight and getting leaner in general, but I was also working out and lifting while I was doing that. So I was building muscle mass too.
Is there a weight limit to these classes or how does this work?
No, there's not. I don't know if at some competitions there might, I think there are, but for at least for me, which is the bikini category, it is split by height in some ways. Of course, gender, it's only, the bikini is only female, and then age. So there's like an open category where everyone can compete. And then there's also categories like true or complete novice, where if you've never competed before, never been on stage for a bodybuilding competition, you can go into that category. So like I would qualify for that this time. There's also another type of novice category for newish competitors. And then there's masters categories, which I will be doing some of, and those are based on age. And so like there's a 35 and up, for example. And then within a lot of those categories are also height divisions. At the competition I'm going to, which is Excalibur in San Diego, the split is at 5'4", I believe. So it's like 5'4 and under and then over 5'5".
So is this just like the guy bodybuilding where you have to like get super tan and oil yourself up?
Yeah. So I'm going to get a very fake tan for sure. And I believe I get oiled up, but not quite as much as maybe what you're thinking of. Like I don't think I'm going to be like shiny.
Oh, so medium like, lube.
It'll probably add a little dimension.
Medium lube.
Is there any tricks? So you said these clear stripper heels, that's to accentuate the legs and the calves, I'm assuming, and to give you height?
Yeah, I think to accentuate the legs, calves, and butt. And I don't know if the purpose is height or if the height is just necessary to accentuate some of those muscles. I'm honestly not really sure. Have you guys ever seen a bikini, like, posing?
Yeah, yes. I have a friend whose daughter just recently competed, and it was amazing. I didn't go to see it, but I saw the pictures afterwards, and there was some video, and it was amazing.
Did she look amazing? Like I just see them and I'm like, wow, like how does a body look like that?
It's kind of crazy because I've been following both of them. Her name's Rebecca and her mom is Wendy, and she's been training her mom as well, and her mom looks amazing, and then her daughter is absolutely gorgeous, and both of them just look insane. I mean, they're absolutely gorgeous, and to see what they've done to their bodies, I mean, if anybody has any interest in like anatomy and physiology, it's like when you see somebody do this to their body, it's incredible. I mean, you can see every single muscle and tissue and tendon, and not in a way that's gross, right? Like it's extremely beautiful.
I work out for the sole purpose to look good in the shower so my wife can think that I'm sexy and hot.
You're so sexy and hot.
It actually makes me feel sexier when I work out.
It's funny because you come from such a vanity place, right?
What?
I do. Of what you just said is total vanity. Like I go to the gym in order to work out so I look sexy in the shower and my wife thinks I'm hot. I hate going to the gym. I force myself to do it. I go in bouts. But I was having this conversation last night. Every single time I go, I feel so much better. Like I got on a great schedule of getting up every morning, taking Holden to school, and then going to the gym and working out. And I would come home at like 8:30 in the morning and be like, I feel fucking great. Like, let's seize the day.
Wow.
And since I got sick and hadn't been doing that, like I stayed in bed all day today.
I think I'm a
TV.
Better lover.
You're a better lover.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely feel like I feel better about myself sexually from the gym as well. Like I have more confidence, and not just in the way I look. I think partly because it's like both things, what both of you said. I also have this like seize the day kind of feeling and confidence too. And it all just kind of works together to just like feel good and feel sexual. And
it does. You know what? It does make a difference. I will say I did lose about 20 plus pounds more recently than not. And like, it does. I did it. And I feel a lot better in the bedroom. I feel like I'm into myself, right? I'm like, you feel hot. When you look hot, you feel hot.
Right.
Right.
And especially when makes we put that blue light in the room.
Oh yeah.
That's a really good.
It's really cool.
What is it?
Sexy. I don't know. I got all these different colored light bulbs that you can change the color in our bedroom. And we found this blue light and we turn it on. It's like when anybody turns on the blue light, you know, it's about to go down.
Yeah. It makes you look. It makes you look hotter. I don't know what it is. Wait, it's like a glow.
Does your bedroom have a country identified with it too?
We don't.
No.
We should have. That's really bizarre.
Maybe something like Kama Sutra.
That's not a country.
That's
dingus.
India dingus.
But sexy and also like relaxing because you sleep there too, right? I was also going to ask how Switzerland works for you guys. Is it like, if you're fighting, are you like, okay, let's go into Switzerland? Or like, does someone refuse to go into Switzerland if they're upset?
I will not go into Switzerland. We should preface this for the listeners. We were explaining to Sarah how all of the most of the rooms in our house are named, and we have a room called that we set in called Switzerland, and Brian was explaining like, but we never have big fights there. And I'm like, well, we never really have big fights anyway, but for whatever reason, it's just this like really peaceful nook. There's two, like, it's a nook, and there's like two leather chairs, and there's a big bookshelf behind us, and it's like comfy, and we always have the best conversations there. And so when we put it together, we were like, this should be called Switzerland. And you made us that family plaque. We have the family crest that's there. So it's, I mean, the house is very cabin-esque Switzerland chalet anyway, so we call that Switzerland. But no, I've never refused to go into Switzerland, and I don't think either of us have ever demanded each other get in there. That'd be hilarious. Get the fuck into Switzerland.
I do want to hear about that, like, foot site.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about the feet.
Oh, my, well, why
we can,
I don't know if
let's
I can
do
hear
it.
About that.
Let's do it. Okay.
Jessica, so, go ahead.
Well, you were, before we started the interview with Sarah, you were looking at your Instagram and there was some picture of somebody, and I was like, is that the weird neighbor down the street that always hits on you? And you were like, no.
No, that's the girl who said that she got paid $1,000 for a picture of her feet.
So we also have another friend and a couple other people that we know who had been talking about this, and there's this feet finder. It's like feetfinder.com, and you go on and you post pictures of your feet, and people pay a lot of money to see this. And it's just feet. I mean, I guess there's probably other things on FeetFinder, but that's what it's for. And so I've convinced Brian, because I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to, you know, I had this great idea. I was like, I'm going to do it. He was like, you're crazy. And so I've convinced him that when he sleeps, I'm taking pictures of his feet. And that I've been posting them on an account. And that I've already raised enough money to get him a new Rolex. So I think he was like, okay with it. But yeah, people. And
so is this like an OnlyFans for feet?
Yeah. And I hopped on the other day to check it out. Because I was like, I'm very curious. So
what size are your feet, Sarah?
Yeah.
Like nine and a half,
okay,
sometimes.
We can. Yeah. Yeah, there might be a fetish
for nine.
Well, and then nines.
Brianna, I have a best friend who's a hairdresser, and she posted something of her feet the other day. It was not about feet, but her feet were in it. And all of a sudden, she had like, I don't know, like 3,000 views of this video that she had posted on her salon's Instagram. And she was like, she had posted another thing being like, what is this all about? And it's like, when people see feet, it's a huge thing. And people are making a ton of money out of it. It's really bizarre.
I mean, I knew people had a foot fetish, but I didn't know. I feel like that sounds like there's more people than I expected.
I think there's way more people than we knew. And I think there's a huge market for it.
I think Sarah should put a bikini on her feet and become a bikini foot model.
All she needs to do is take pictures of her feet in those clear high heels.
Yeah.
You got a whole other stream of income, girl.
You want 5%.
You know, since I started posting my bikini pictures, though, I've had like creepy guys on Instagram.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Asking. Yeah. They somehow find you.
Yeah. How does Zach feel about that?
I mean, he's fine with it because, you know, it's nothing, like I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So.
He's also a big dude. I wouldn't mess with Zach.
He's not very scared of dealing with other people.
Next time we talk, maybe we'll all have updates on our new Feet Finder accounts.
Right. Not only are you a fitness expert and a bikini model and a superhero, but you're also an attorney. Where can they find you to either ask you questions about fitness or, you know, ask you about, you know, consultation for law or wherever? You have an Instagram or some type of website?
Yeah, I mean, my Instagram is probably a great way to contact me. And then, you know, depending on what is going on, I can direct the person to some other, like, account, like email. So my Instagram is Hey, it's Sarah Wolk, HeyItSSarahWolk.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to our pod, our 20th episode, our health and wellness.
Yeah.
And we would love to have you back on after the competition to see how you did.
Yeah, you have to let us know how you did. But thank you for coming on, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
So this was our health and wellness episode, and so everything that Sarah Wook just talked about was pretty cool, right?
It was really cool. It kind of made me wonder if we could try veganism, but then I just realized that we like meat.
But I mean, it sounds like you feel lighter and healthier.
I mean, just looking at her, yeah. It definitely, like, I've already lost the weight. Like, if I just went in and like really was careful about my diet,
right,
and like worked out again.
Coming back to like the golf, I mean, we didn't really talk much about golf, but of course all of this has to deal with golf, and it's about being fit and flexible and having stamina and feeling good, because if you feel lethargic or tired, you know, you're not going to play well. So I think fitness is actually, I mean, all the pros are doing it. They work out before a round, and as you can see, Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, all these guys are beefing up, and it's really,
oh my god, it's hugely important. I mean, I work with my PT doc ever since my spine surgery, and like all we work on these days are all golf stuff, like all the exercises that I do. And she has a whole routine for me that I'm supposed to do before I golf and after I golf.
Right.
I haven't been doing it. But when I do it, it makes a huge difference.
When I work out, if I work out more than like 2 or 3 times that week, I mean, I feel strong on the course. And if I don't, I feel lethargic and weak. So I want to thank Sarah Wook for motivating and being motivated to do what she's doing. So I think we need to either start working out more or watching our diet.
Okay, well, let's do both. Babe, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's mulligan time. It's mulligan time. You wanted me to sing about mulligans again. That's what I got.
You went with? You had so many different renditions.
I did. You know what? What about this one? It's time for mulligans. Mulligans. Wow. Right? No?
That was terrific, babe.
I know that I've spent the last couple of episodes talking about my T400s. They were so great. You brought them home. I wanted to buy a set. You bought me a set. I took them on our trip. It was great-ish. And then you, in your last mulligan, talked about getting the One Links. And I mentioned like, oh, I bet those would be really great for me. I'll have to try them. So I did. And they are mine now. But I have to say something really important about these. And I think that this goes for both of us, considering that we both have had spine surgeries. But as a newer golfer, right, like the amount of mind fuck that I go through sometimes out on the course of like, you know, okay, I'm going to pull out my 6-iron now and it's got to go up here and it's got to be placed there. And, you know, you get in your head and you don't drop down into your body a lot of the time. At least I don't. And I like when I'm dropped down into my body. I'm hitting pure shots. I'm doing really well. But I will say I get really tripped up a lot of times as to like, where does the club go? Am I, you know, just all of that, all those body mechanics. So I took your One Links. Holy shit. Everything is hit like a 7-iron. Everything's in the middle of your stance. And I love them. I think I may have found my forever set.
Wow. So I bought the King Cobra One Link F9s in graphite shafts. Jessica immediately stole it from me. So I had to go get another one. So what did I do? I got a set of Cobra One Links, but I got the newest ones, the 2022 Cobra LTDX.
Had to one up me.
And with a KBS Players Tour 75 gram graphite shaft. I just played with them today. I just came from the course. And I had a 4-through sandwich. I bought the entire set. So it only comes 5-through gap. And I actually bought the 4 and the sandwich. I just wanted that as my set. and my driver and my putter, just a 12-piece set because I want to simplify golf. I liked them. I don't love them. I don't know why, but I wanted to. And I'm not sure it's because it's a cast iron. It doesn't feel as soft. When they go, they go. And for everyone that's listening, they're all seven iron length, which is 37.25 inches. So your four iron is 37.25 inches, all the way to your gap wedge is 37.25. So as Jess said, all your shots are in the middle of your stance and you swing the same.
Yeah, every swing is the same swing. You're right. Set up in the same position.
And I love the idea. Bryson DeChambeau uses it. I bought some F8s and a long time ago, and they were steel shafts and it just was hurting my hand. So I bought these. But this is also part of my mulligan. I played with them twice now. I'm not feeling the responsiveness like the T400s or my Wilson D9s that are soft. It just feels easy. This feels like I have to swing really, really hard on all my shots.
Yeah, see, it doesn't feel like that with my F9s. Like, I swing and you hit it pure and it's just like, I mentioned the other day, I hit a couple shots where I was like, I felt like I barely did anything.
I know, and you took one. And the only other you set out there is a steel shaft at Roger Dunn North Hollywood, so now I have to go find a graphite shaft. What Bryson uses is the King Cobra forged tech one length. So it's a forged iron, all one length again. But the problem with that is that they're not chunky. They're blade-like and they're not as forgiving. But it's forged, so it's a much softer feel. So I might have to return all 10 of my irons and get the King Cobra forged. Still stick with it, the one length philosophy, but with the forged.
I can support this. Quick note, I put out another Portnoy report this week, and I then showcased all of our other Portnoy reports. And one of our fans, Kevin, today commented and said that you should start doing club reviews the way that Portnoy does his pizza reviews.
Oh my God.
So I think that we have to incorporate this. And like every time you walk out of Roger Dunn, you've got like one club in your hand and you give your like super excited, you know, on the spectrum review of like how great this club's going to be and why you got it and what you rate it.
That's an awesome idea. But David Portnoy takes a bite of his pizza so he knows immediately if it's good or not. What am I supposed to do? Take a fake swing?
I guess we could do it in the bay
at
Roger Dunn.
Or right after a round?
Yeah.
And go, hey, it's Brian. This club is a 7.4.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, I think we should start. Well, as always, babe, I love you so much.
I love you.
I had a great week with you. And
where can they find us?
They can find us on Balls, the letter N, Holes, Golf.
Whoa, again.
On all social media, you can find us on our website, ballsandholesgolf.com as well. And on YouTube, we have a couple things up. Not so many, but enough.
And we are on iHeart and the 8-Side Network.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is it. Number 20. Should we keep doing this? Thanks for coming.
Balls and Holes is produced and distributed by the 8-Side Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.